USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With Americans left behind in Afghanistan, President Biden shifted gears and campaigned for recalled Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom in California. Instead of the issues concerning Californians, the message is to blame Trump and label opposing views as Trump-like.
He's a clone of Donald Trump. Can you imagine him being governor of this state? You can't let that happen.
Mr. Newsom.
Trumpism is still on the ballot in California, and Trumpism will be defeated all across the United States of America, because we're better than that.
Closest contender, Republican Larry Elder, pledged to replace Senator Feinstein as she's ready to leave public office with a Republican if he wins the California recall. With a 50-50 Senate, that's why there's so much interest in what happens in California on both sides of the aisle. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken gave testimony Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Biden administration's deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Secretary Blinken acknowledged during his testimony before the House Foreign Affairs Committee that Americans have been stranded in Afghanistan. Representative Michael McCaul of Texas called the haphazard withdrawal an act of betrayal.
To make matters worse, we abandoned Americans behind enemy lines. We left behind the interpreters who you, Mr. Secretary, and the President both promised to protect. I can summarize this in one word, betrayal.
Blinken was also criticized for giving his testimony virtually from the State Department and not in person on Capitol Hill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden remained in California overnight and will head to Denver, Colorado later today. USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Biden administration is expecting a terrorist organization to police terrorism in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, unable to show up in person to Congress, answered questions from lawmakers via television.
There's no evidence that staying longer would have made the Afghan security forces or the Afghan government any more resilient. We expect the Taliban to ensure freedom of travel, to make good on his commitments on counterterrorism, to uphold the basic rights of the Afghan people.
Tennessee Congressman Republican Tim Burchett on Fox News is asking Blinken to resign over incompetence.
And this is what they know to expect from this bunch. They've got no guts. Secretary Blinken needs to resign in shame, and they need to go back to the drawing board. 13 Americans are dead. One of them was his family is a neighbor of mine. I was with the family this weekend at his funeral. It should have never happened. That is complete failure on this administration, and I don't even know if the president is cognizantly aware of it, of what's even going on. And you've got a vice president they put in charge of the border situation, hasn't even been to the border. And the American public needs to wake up and realize what the heck is going on in our liberties that they're taking from us, and what we have to expect. It's just this utopia, liberal utopia, woke-utopia, as it's been called, that they're pushing on us. And it's going to continue until we do something about it. Enough is enough. This administration needs to step aside and let the professionals handle it.
USA Radio News.